From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
The best and worst places to retire. That's next.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. With more Americans delaying retirement due to financial insecurity, the matter of where to retire once they do quit working becomes even more important. So what are the best and worst places to retire? WalletHub has released its 2016 survey of best and worst places for retirement. WalletHub analyst Jill Gonzalez joins us now. First, Jill, if I were going to retire, what financial factors should I take into account when deciding where to retire?
Well, of course, we assumed, especially for this study, that you would be living on a fixed income. And that means very different things in different places. A, the cost of living, of course, is going to be a huge factor. And the taxation friendliness. So Florida comes to mind here as obviously being a very retirement-friendly place because it does not tax income. There are other states, though, that might not tax pensions or Social Security, and there are many states that do, or at least partially do. So all of those things need to be taken into consideration. Last year, more than 20% of workers were expected to retire at age 65, but only 9% actually were able to do so. So this idea of actually saving up, being able to retire, and then being able to stay retired is something that 2016 certainly is still seeing.
How did WalletHub conduct this survey? What metrics did it use?
We looked at 31 different metrics to really help navigate options to compare the retirement friendliness of the 150 largest cities in the U.S. So those metrics fell between certain categories like affordability, like activities. You know, we don't want this to be the end of something. It's really the beginning of something new. So you want to make sure that the activities, and no matter what city you end up, are going to be something that you like. The quality of life is another factor, everything from weather to really looking at how in-home services are. And finally, healthcare. How are the hospitals nearby? How accessible are they? And how many general practitioners or specialists are there per capita?
In evaluating the best and worst cities to retire, what are the top five indicators?
The top five indicators would be the taxation policies, number one, the cost of living, number two, three, what types of activities are there? Are you more of, you know, a cold weather activity person? Would you rather be golfing or fishing? So activities would be number three. Four would be that type of quality of life that's there. Is weather important to you, or is that going to make your life easier? And fifth, finally, would be healthcare. Not only the quality of it, but certainly the accessibility as well.
Well, Jill, let's dive into it. Talk about the 10 best. It looks like there are quite a few cities in Florida. I also saw L.A. made the top 10 list.
Yeah, L.A. snuck in there at number 10, which was a little bit surprising to us, at least. Affordability, not going to be the most affordable. Of course, any major or coastal city, you can expect that. But it does make up for it in terms of the activities that are there, the options, the quality of life, weather especially, and its healthcare is certainly one of the most highly ranked in the nation, especially more for elderly folks. So L.A. is in there at number 10. Then it really jumps all over the place. Minneapolis at number 9, Atlanta at 8. Now we start seeing more of the Florida cities, Cape Coral at number 7. Las Vegas at number 6, actually a huge retirement hub, especially in Vegas and the cities surrounding it. Number 5 is Sioux Falls, South Dakota, which is really looked at every year at not only being a great place for retirees, but for families as well, maybe more older families. And then 4, Miami. 3, Scottsdale, Arizona. We did think that we would see a little bit more from Arizona, but Scottsdale certainly is up there, number one place for golfers in the country. And the two at the top are Tampa and Orlando at number 1.
Let me understand something. The cities in Florida made the list probably because, you know, taxes are lower, maybe the cost of living is lower, but not because of health care.
It depends which city you're in. So Miami and Tampa, not the best for healthcare. Orlando actually did a lot better just because of the hospitals that are there and the quality of them. So we essentially looked at how willing patients were to recommend hospitals to other people. In Orlando, those numbers were very high. So affordability, you're absolutely right. Activities, again, anything from golfing to fishing, a lot to do there and on the cheap. Healthcare is where you could be getting a little bit more bang for your buck.
Okay, where's New York on this list, Jill?
New York did not fare too well. Great place for a young person, not the best for a retiree. It ranked 81st out of 150 cities, so in the bottom half.
Let's talk about some of the worst cities to retire. Dead last, Providence, Rhode Island. Jill, we're going to get calls.
Providence, unfortunately, not the best place to be, especially when you're looking at how affordable it is. Its taxation policies are not friendly at all toward retirees. You're going to get a partial tax on Social Security there. A quality of life, I mean, hey, if you like the cold, then that is certainly a benefit to you. If you don't, or if that kind of is inhibiting toward getting around when you are older, that's certainly not the best either.
Okay, there are some California cities among the worst 10 places to retire. We have Fontana, Rancho Cucamonga, Bakersfield, Chula Vista.
That's right. A lot of these cities in California are kind of in the opposite sphere of what LA is. So their economy is still struggling. Another thing that we looked into here, and this would be in the quality of life metric, where a lot of these cities did not do as well, is that a lot of retirees now have to go back to work. Unfortunately, that is a reality that we're still seeing. And in many cities across the country, that is something that is very doable. There are a lot of people over the age of 65 working or looking for new jobs. In many of these cities toward the bottom of the list, Bakersfield certainly comes to mind, Rancho Cucamonga as well, Chula Vista. That's just not going to be possible. And Detroit, by the way, is kind of sandwiched by these California cities.
Jill Gonzalez, analyst for Wallet Hub, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.